Rainmaker FM.
Copyblogger FM is brought to you by StudioPress Sites, the complete hosted solution that makes WordPress fast, secure, and easy without sacrificing power or flexibility. Feel free to upload your own WordPress theme or use one of the 20 beautiful StudioPress themes that are included and just one click away. Explore all the amazing things you can do with the StudioPress site, and you'll understand why it offers a lot more than traditional WordPress hosting. No matter how you'll be using your site, we have a plan to fit your needs and your budget. To learn more, visit rainmaker.fm/StudioPress. That's rainmaker.fm/StudioPress. Hey there, it is great to see you again. Welcome back to Copyblogger FM, the content marketing podcast. Copyblogger FM is about emerging content marketing trends, interesting disasters, and enduring best practices, along with the occasional rant. My name is Sonia Simone. I'm the Chief Content Officer for Rainmaker Digital. You can catch me at least once a week over on the Copyblogger blog and get some more mindset and ranty stuff at Remarkable Communication. So remember, you can always get show notes for every episode, and that typically will include links, includes free extras, by pointing your browser to copyblogger.fm, and that's also where you can get the complete show archive. So I am excited. I am here today with Tim Page, and I wrote about Tim on the blog last week. He's a webinar gun for hire, which is like one of those job descriptions that you never knew was a real thing, like pot reviewer or Bitcoin miner. It was like a new thing. He's done more than 1,300 webinars, which amazes me. So Tim, it's just delightful to have you. Welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. And I think the whole reason I'm here today is because the show is about disasters and rants. I mean, those are two things that just apply to my everyday. So,
right. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, that's sort of part of being a pro is if you don't have some disasters and some rants, then you need to put more work in. So just to put the important stuff up front, Tim is going to be joining us for a couple of projects. We are going to be hosting a workshop with him on Tuesday, May 15th. Now, that is the day after this episode publishes, and it's all about how to use a one-to-many channel, so you're the one and your audience is the many, specifically to find new clients or to find new customers. And that might be for a service. So, of course, we have lots of copywriters who listen to this program, you know, a web designer. It can also be for something like a course or an app or just, I don't know, you've done out of 1,300 webinars. You've used a lot of webinars to sell things.
It's been a lot, yeah.
So you can just get all the details, get, you know, the link to the workshop and a cool little freebie script that Tim put together for us by pointing your browser to copyblogger.com/webinars. And that will just magically give you the place where you can drop all your details. And Tim's also going to be teaching a course for us on the same topic, obviously going into a lot more depth. So if strengthening your selling muscles has been on your goals list, it's always on my goals list. This is a really, this is going to be a really awesome way to do that. So let's talk stuff. I've been talking a lot about selling because I know this has been coming, your workshop and then the course that we're doing with you. And also because selling is a topic, it's a super emotionally charged topic for me, for I think almost everybody who's listening to the blog. So, you know, it's exciting. And I was a freelance copywriter before I started working with Copyblogger, and it took me so long to go out on my own, specifically because I was really intimidated by this idea of selling myself, you know? Mm-hmm. Is that, like, did you ever go through that? Do you have any kind of advice for people who are, you know, they've got something really awesome to offer, but that one is just a major hurdle?
Yeah. I mean, so I didn't personally go through that. And the only reason why is because I spent like 7 or 8 years of my life in sales as a career. And I think I know that's one of those things that's like, well, good for you, you know, but one thing that I think I've found in this time, and I've worked with a lot of people, and one thing I've found is that sales has become a bit of a dirty word because it implies that it's all about that, you know, aggressively seeking business, like taking. It's really like it's become a thing where people look at it as like, I'm there, I need to go take some money. I need to go like, you know, smash my goals. I need to go like, you know, it's this really aggressive, weird thing. And what I've found is that the more you flip that on its head, the more comfortable you're going to be, and therefore the more effective you're going to be. So here, a couple of examples of what I mean by that. The first thing is we need to do a mindset change. And I am so not a woo-woo kind of guy. I'm really a tactical, here's something to do. But we have to change the mindset a little bit to get past it. And what I mean by that is look at sales as an activity that you're doing to deliver something your audience needs. So for example, on a webinar, you know, we get to this point where we make our offer, and a lot of people get real nervous and they clam up and their voice, the volume drops a little and they get weird and funny because they're making an offer and they feel like they're doing something bad. But remember, people just spent however long, 45 minutes, half hour, an hour with you, learning something from you. And there's only so much you can put in 45 minutes or an hour, right? There's only so much teaching and content that you can give people. But if they're there, they've got a problem and you have a solution to that, whether it's your service or your product or your course, whatever, you have a solution to that that takes it further than 1 hour with you could. So at the end, the mindset shift I want you to make is that you're changing it from I'm now going to try to sell my stuff to I'm going to deliver you a possible next step. And whether you choose to take that step or not is entirely up to you, but it comes down to you as the attendee of my webinar or you as the person who I'm on the phone with. I'm giving you some value, but then if you want to take it further, if you want to get to your goal more quickly, if you want it done for you so that you can focus on other things, if you want better results, whatever, here's the opportunity to do that. And, you know, obviously you will exchange your money for that. But it's delivering them a next step. So that's the first thing that I want to encourage people to do when it comes to their sales is just do a mindset shift and think of it differently. Think of it as, yes, you're getting money. That's great. And that's, you're in business. That's what you want to do. I love that. But it's also you're giving people your abilities, your product, your step to get them to their goals, which they want more than they want the money. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is changing not perspective, but changing the idea that we have to hide the fact that we want money for what we're doing.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people consciously are thinking I want to hide what I have to offer. But I mentioned in the blog post that I used to sell vacuums door to door, $3,000 vacuums door to door. Like I would interrupt people's dinner and have to convince them to let me come in their house for 90 minutes, right? You can imagine how difficult that is and how much it stinks for me and how much it stinks for the people that I'm doing it to at first, right? And the average person doing this, what they would do is they would walk up to somebody's door, they would knock on it, they'd be holding something that was curious. Like, for example, a box that was about, you know, I don't know. Think of a box that might hold something about half the size of a bowling ball. And it'd be blue and it would have like water, look like water on the outside with just a logo that didn't mean anything to anybody. They'd be holding that. They'd knock on the door, dressed nice. Person would open the door and they would say, here, this is for you. And literally put the thing in that person's hand. And so the person would be holding this thing. And the reason why you would do that is because if they take something, they've committed now, right? This is the old school sales mentality. And we're going to get to the new thing. So they would take that thing and they would say, you know, that's for you. And the person would have to say then, what is it, right? Inviting you to then talk. And the person would say, we're opening up an office in the area and I've got this, we're going to give you this free thing. And all we want to do is we want to clean a room of your house for free to show you how awesome we are and kind of have people refer other people to us. So I'm going to literally clean a room in your house. And then they would stick their foot in the door and they would say, which room should we do, the living room or the bedroom? And they would walk in just like that.
Yeah.
And then they'd go in and then they would talk to them and they'd figure it out and they'd be like, okay, we're going to do this room. Okay, we're going to deep clean and blah, 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 blah. And there was this whole thing. Then they would call their boss. The boss would pull up with a van and bring the actual stuff, sit down in the living room, and now the sales pitch starts. And they would be like, so imagine how gross this all feels, right?
Yeah. And this is. I remember you told this story at Social Media Marketing World, and yes. I'm sitting there thinking, like, this is how a serial killer gets in your house. I mean,
exactly.
It's your feeling of safety with your person you're trying to sell to is like gone, right? Like
yes.
It feels like you have no boundaries.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's really like it's fascinating, and I would venture a guess that people listening to this, like, just take a second and feel your physiology right now. Like, I bet your heart rate is going a little fast, and I bet you've got a little bit of fight or flight, or just, you know, aggression.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how we were starting our relationship with these people, right? This is what people were doing. And so now we're sitting in their living room, and they thought they were getting their carpet cleaned for free, which, by the way, was still going to happen. It wasn't entirely a lie, right? They were going to get their carpet cleaned. But at that point, it seemed like we were a carpet cleaning company, not selling a piece of equipment. And so then we would, you know, the salesperson would set up and put the thing, and then they would like start their pitch. And at no point was it mentioned what they were selling. Right. Mm-hmm. Until about halfway through, when they realized they're now demonstrating this $3,000 vacuum. We don't know it's a $3,000 vacuum. Right. The person watching has no idea. And they would get to it and then get all the way to the end. And then they had shown somebody how dirty their house was because they pulled these things that had dirt on top of them. It was this whole thing. Right. And I was like, I'm not doing that. That's not my style. Not because I'm holier than thou or anything, but I can just put myself on the other end and say, if somebody did that to me, I would be very unhappy. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to make people unhappy, not for the sake of making some commission. And it was a lot of commission. So here's what I did. I flipped the script. And so I would knock on somebody's door, and I would still have the thing, right? I'd still be holding it, and I'd knock on the door, and they'd come to the door, and I would always make a joke. I'd be something like, whatever kind of joke, right, to get them to open the door. It's been a long time. And they'd open the door, and sometimes they'd laugh, sometimes they wouldn't. Or I'd be like, don't shoot, you know, something stupid. And then I'd be like, listen, the company that I work for just opened an office in the area, and we are selling these $3,000 vacuums. I know you're not going to buy. And they'd be like, nope, I'm never going to buy that. I'd be like, I know you're not going to buy it, but I get paid just to show it to you. And in exchange, you get this thing in my hands, which is an air purifier, and I clean a room of your house for free. Like, you basically get me to vacuum for you for free. All you have to do is just let me show you this vacuum that I know you're not going to buy. Can you help me out? And suddenly the whole conversation was changed. Mm-hmm. Suddenly people are like, wow, that was really honest. You just told, you know, because people have been pitched this before. And then I would get in there and I'd be like, again, I know it's really expensive, but it's actually really cool. And if nothing else, you get to see a cool demonstration and you get a rug cleaned. And the whole time, I know you're not going to buy, right? It's $3,000. It's a lot of money, but, you know, and that was it. And all that this did was people were suddenly like, wow, I can actually trust him because he's literally telling me this whole time what he's doing and like what he's going to do and how much it costs. And then I would get to the end and it was such a cool demonstration. The product was really cool. And people realized, well, this is something that I actually want. It's just a lot of money. Let me figure out what I need to do. And this got it to the point, and you're not going to believe this. I'm not a great salesman, but it got me to the point where out of every two houses that I got into, one person would buy it.
That is unbelievable.
It was
that
crazy.
Is incredible.
I was doing
yeah.
$30,000 in vacuums in a week. And it was all because I wasn't afraid to tell people the honest truth of what was happening.
Right.
And that's when it comes to selling, when it comes to webinars, when it comes to your sales page, when it comes to whatever you're doing, and you guys at CopyBlogger, you do this so well. It's about never feeling like you have to hide stuff. Like, we try all these little tactics and stuff like that. And I love tactics, but when the tactic revolves around kind of sneaking something up on you or being like, oh, hey, I'm going to do a webinar and don't worry, there won't be a pitch. But then suddenly there's a pitch or even holding the offer until the end and just being like, don't worry about it. You know, there's just a whole lot of stuff about it. Instead, don't be afraid to just be like, hey, I'm selling something. It's a high value. And it will be awesome. And I think you'll love it. But if you don't want it, that's okay. Cause I want to show you what I have to offer. And in the meantime, you'll get some value, because even if you choose not to work with me, you'll now know how to do something you didn't know how to do before.
Right. Yeah. I think that's awesome. And I think, I mean, I know that for myself, I have dealt with so many, you know, kind of just not great sales situations. I know what that feels like. It's like you were saying, I know what it feels like to just have that sick feeling in your, you know, where you're like, I don't want this thing. Now I'm sort of in this awkward conversation. And so the best thing I can do is just put up like super boundaries and just slam the door.
You know? Yes.
It's like, because otherwise it's going to be awkward. And, you know, then I've got to sort of find that moment when this guy stops talking for 1 second so I can say, go away.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's really, you know, just as a person, I think it's better. But I also think, because there's another, you know, kind of strain of selling out there, which is this sort of a little bit the Clue Train Manifesto. Although really, if you actually read the Clue Train Manifesto, they talk about selling. They're like, there's a moment for a sales conversation. You just have to choose, you know, a thoughtful, emotionally intelligent moment. But there is that school of thought of like, just be awesome. And then people are just going to show up, you know, and they're just going to, because you're awesome. And they're going to spontaneously like ask you if they could buy something. And it's like, I'll tell you, man, if that worked, I would be way richer than I am.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't work. I mean, it works a little bit, but mostly it doesn't work.
No.
And so I like that you have this kind of choreography or structure where you can make it easy to say yes. And something that I said in the blog post last week, the way that you structure things, I feel like it makes it easy for the person to move forward with something that is a good fit. And it also makes it easy for somebody who's maybe like Mr. Not Right Now, you know, like it might not be the moment, but that person, you still have this great relationship. Next month might be better, or the next offer might be better. And it's not this, you know, you don't kill, you don't eat kind of thing. Like, which is I don't want to starve, and I don't want to kill anybody.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting because that's one of the things that's changing, you know, in the world of webinars and live video and that kind of stuff, is that less people are showing up live. So if you get 100 registrants, 10 are showing up
for
a lot of people. And so even if you're amazing, you're not going to get that many sales out of 10 people, right? Yeah. And if you break that out to, if you're spending money, you're getting 1,000 people and 100 are showing up. And you're still not going to get that many sales on 100 people. Granted, you can have better show rates and there's a lot of stuff you can do. But one thing that, you know, we're realizing is that you can't, the old school slam it home, get the sale right now, you know, kill or don't eat. That's also not working. Even if you take the, I don't want people to feel weird out of it, even if you were to just say, well, all I care about are the numbers, it's not working as well. It's not going to be there. So yeah, I agree. You know, make people, you know, we want it to be a lob, right? What you were saying about, you know, making something awesome or doing something awesome and they will just come, that also, yeah, I agree. That's not the way to go. So what I like to do is I like to give people the opportunity to get a lot of value out of something. So if you're on the phone having a conversation with them, give them some things that they can do, whether or not they work with you.
Right.
If you're having a sales conversation, don't make it all about what they'll get if they buy from you. Make it about, here's some things I noticed, or here are some suggestions based on you, right? If you're a copywriter, hey, you know, in your industry, here's some stuff that's working really well. You should consider this when you're writing your sales page or when you're writing your follow-up sequence or whatever. And that stuff can really work for you. And in fact, I've found X, Y, and Z works really well. And that's one of the things that I do a lot when I work with clients, when I'm writing your copy, is I really, and see, I'm kind of cutting out because it sounds like I'm talking about myself as a copywriter, but that's one of the things that you want to do is as you're delivering that value, bring yourself into it a little bit, right? So I could give you a tip. I could say, you know, look, when you're building your webinar, there's a structure that works really well. Like with step one, you want to make sure you include the problem, the solution that doesn't involve your product, and then the solution that does involve your product. By the way, when I build webinars for clients, I make sure that that's in every single step, right? Yeah, yeah. See, what I just did there was I told you a tip for your step for your webinar. And then I told you, if you were to hire me, I would do that part for you. And suddenly it's like, oh, wow. Okay. So do I want to figure out how to do this, or do I just want to hire Tim to build my webinar?
Right.
And right. It's just planting those little seeds so that later, if I were to say, awesome, so was this helpful to you? Do you think, you know, do you think you kind of have a gist of how to build a webinar? And you said, yeah, I think, you know, I kind of get it. It seems like there's a lot there. And I could say, okay, awesome. Well, look, if you want my help, you know, I do this for clients, as I kind of mentioned, and you know, one of the biggest things I can do is X, Y, and Z, and I can take this off your plate and blah, 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 blah. And if you saved a bunch of time and money, it would totally be worth hiring me, right? What do you think, right? And you can just turn it to that almost, I'm not pitching you. I'm just saying, hey, at this point, you can take the information I gave you and go it alone and think of me positively because I helped you in that way. Or you can just have me take you by the hand and we'll just make it that much easier.
Right.
It's that middle ground between being like, I've got to sell versus I can sell by helping you out. And then if you want to work with me, you will.
Yeah. 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 It's good. It's for somebody who's in sales for a long time. You really understand people who don't do sales well.
It's just because I never identified with the hardcore salespeople. Not that I think there's anything wrong with it. It's a skill set. I'm not great at getting people who don't want to buy to suddenly buy. I'm not great at that. I'm great at recognizing the people that are the right fit, that have a concern, and overcoming that concern. That's what I'm really good at. And that to me is something anybody can do. It's just a matter of understanding what are the things that are stopping somebody from buying, and it has to go beyond my need as a service provider to get a client. Mm-hmm. And it goes into what impact would I make on this person's life, and can I show them that impact in a way that isn't all about me and my service. It's about you and saying, here's the solution to your problem. Would you like me to implement that solution for you? Or if I'm selling a course, here's the solution to your problem. If you'd like an in-depth walkthrough so you don't have to miss any of the steps and you make sure that you're on the right path, then take my course.
Yeah. 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 It's so interesting. I used to work for a company that sold $350,000 vacation product.
Wow.
And so I met some pretty good salespeople.
I bet, yeah.
And the ones, many guys, but a couple of women also, who were like, you know, they sold multi-millions of dollars a month, were never the people you would have picked out as a salesperson at a party.
Yeah.
Because they were awesome listeners. A lot of them were very introverted.
Yep.
And they were great listeners. They were great conversationalists. And yeah, they created this conversation where the person was talking about, you know, what wasn't working for them, you know, about their vacation, you know, what wasn't working for them for this time away with their family. It's really, really precious to them. Obviously high, you know, net worth people.
Yes.
And then just having a conversation and what could work better, you know, and yeah, so it's fascinating, and it's an art, you know, like so many things. I mean, it is an art, and I think it's really an art worth learning more about. And for sure, if you want to, you know, if you want to create a business, this is something we have to do. We have to be able to have comfortable, confident sales conversations without the personality transplant.
Yeah, and anyone can do it. Anyone can do it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Anyone can do it, and anyone can learn to not hate it that much. I mean, to this day, I would not love cold calling someone. I would actually hate cold calling someone. I would hate a lot of the typical stuff. That's why I'm obsessed really with webinars, is because what I'm doing is I'm bringing somebody in with the promise of value, And then I'm delivering that value. But throughout that value, I'm seeding something that they that would take them to the next step. So the reason I'm mentioning this, and it's probably repeating it, but the reason I'm mentioning it is, if you are the person listening to this right now and sales is just like you hate it so much that you're literally like, maybe I don't want to be in business anymore. Yeah. Right. And I say that a little bit facetiously, but I think like I've been there before, like, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to have to call people. Nope. Right. I've been there even with all my experience. Right. And so if you're that person, I just want to tell you that you don't, like, you may never love even doing webinars, even as easy as they are, even if you followed the system that we're going to teach you in our course and all that stuff, and it makes it really easy for you, you still may never love it, but you can learn to have it be a part of your growth. Mm-hmm. And learn to have it be something where you're bringing in clients faster than ever before, or, you know, sales faster than ever before, and in a way that you can go to bed at night feeling good about yourself because you didn't, you know, slam somebody into buying something that they didn't want or need.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so cool. I really love it. I love your approach.
Thanks.
I'm glad we're like hanging out.
Me too.
Yeah. So that's going to be the workshop. The webinar is going to be Tuesday, May 15th.
Yes.
Noon Eastern time. And of course, you know, all the stars align and the creek don't rise. We'll have a replay for that. so we'll see. We will let you know about the course
yes.
during the webinar. So that's all cool. You're going to find out about it. It won't be weird. and yeah, I'm just excited about it. I think it's a super good fit for the kind of people who maybe are more attracted to us versus some of the other people who teach digital marketing, many of whom are my friends. So that's all cool. But it's just this approach, I think, really works with our kind of people.
Yeah.
And you can find out about it, copyblogger.com/webinars. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be cool. I am looking forward to it as a person. I am going to, you know, I've learned a lot already from Tim, and I'm really looking forward to learning more. So yeah, I hope you guys join us, and I think it's going to do a lot of good. So Tim, thank you. I really appreciate your time and your attention and your serious amount of chops.
Thank you. And I love the show, so it's cool to be a part of it. Thanks for having me on.
Cool beans. Thanks, everybody. Thank you all for your time and your attention. We will catch you hopefully at the workshop. Just swing by copyblogger.com/webinars, and you can find out all about how to get started. Thanks, Tim, and we'll catch you later.